We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Now, if you are not spiritual, you are just not spiritual. If you haven't got it, you haven't got it. If it isn't there, it isn't there. Now, Jesus said that. He said that it's the spirit that quickens. There are some of you who believe not. In other words, he said some of you haven't got it. Now, he was talking to his apostles and his disciples. He said, now, you just haven't got it, that's all. Now, isn't that a pathetic thing? See a fellow trying to be Christian without Christ, trying to be religious without religion, trying to do right when he's not right, trying to live with the goods when he hasn't got the goods to live with. Isn't that a pathetic sort of thing? But did you ever try that yourself? You ever say, well, I'm going to try to be a religious man. Well, you'll never be a religious man by trying to be a religious man. You'll be a religious man by being a religious man. You'll never be a Christian by trying to be a Christian. Now, that's clear. That's in the Word. But there are some of you that believe not. He knew Judas Iscariot was going to sell him. Now, remember that Jesus had his 12 apostles, and he had a great crowd of disciples. A great crowd. Many, many of them. You forget that. The great throngs that gathered to him. When he's out in the desert place with a multitude of people there. They were his disciples. They took up with him. He fed them, and they saw his miracles, and he told them, said, you're hanging on to me for what you can get out of it. It wasn't in the heart. They didn't have a 6-inch below the collarbone on the left side. They didn't mean it, and the Lord knew the heart. He always knows the hearts of people. So he said, now, you just haven't got it. You don't believe. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him with my Father. In other words, before you can accept me, you have to be accepted in the sense by Almighty God in this particular. God speaks to you. God puts it in your heart, see, and you come to Jesus Christ because God draws you to Jesus Christ and you respond to the appeal. I don't think there's ever any sadder words in many ways than the words Jesus said, ye will not come to me, ye might have life. Those sad words that fell from his lips. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Now, wait a minute. The higher you set the spiritual standards, the fewer people gather around. Now, notice what I'm telling you. The moment you lower your standards, that moment you don't lose anybody especially, but you just well lose all of them. Now, that's what we're doing today. We're endeavoring to popularize the church and the gospel and Christianity. Popularize it, see? Well, you can't popularize it without losing something, see? The very thing that Jesus Christ is talking about here today is the very thing we're not doing. We're doing the very opposite. Make the church comfortable. Have a fine pipe open. Don't bother anybody. Make it attractive. Make everybody interested. Preach a short sermon. Don't make it long. Let them get through quickly and go home and play golf in the afternoon. Give them good all liberty you can. Let them get out to a cocktail party on Sunday afternoon. Let them go to a cocktail party Saturday night. Don't disturb them, see. In other words, don't have anything. Don't stand for anything. Don't be different. In other words, what's the good of the thing if you're going to live like a devil? Why not go on out and out with the devil? What's the use messing up? Now, here's Jesus Christ set up some standards, see? When he set up these standards, at that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. He deliberately drove them away. How did he do it? He didn't want to drive them away. He wanted to save them. Because he said, ye will not come to me, ye might have life. But he drove them away by setting up standards, and that's what they couldn't stand. They couldn't stand spiritual standards. They didn't have the thing in their heart. And so all he did, you can't lower the standards. That's what's the matter with us. You better hold up standards and have a little crowd than lower the standards and have throngs and throngs of people. When you one time become apostate, there's no hope for you. There's never been any remedy for apostasy but judgment. That's what happened in the days of our Lord when he walked out of the temple and said, your house is left unto you destined. He went there and said, miss, my house has become a den of thieves. You've turned the Father's house. Then he said, it's no longer his house. It's your house. Take it. It's your church. It's your organization. You take it. You build it. You made it. Here it is. Take it. I walk out. And woe unto you, he said, as he went out there. Think of what happened. Your house is left unto you destined. You're not going to see me anymore. You say, blessed he come in the name of the Lord. My, what tragic things we read in the Word of God. Now, here's a picture. He said, now you're not spiritual. You know this is the thing that counts. If you don't believe, I don't expect you to hang on. They said, let's go home. And there they walked off and left him. Lost his crowd. And he turned around and said to the disciples, will you go away too? You're going to leave me too? He wouldn't have lowered his standards if the last one of them had left. I want to tell you, you better hold up standards in your home, never mind what anybody else does. You better hold up standards in your church. It doesn't matter what any other church does. See, you are not in a competitive business. You're in a constructive Christian business. You better have a little church with 10 members and have high standards than to have a church with 10,000 members and no standards, because it'll be a curse and you'll never fix it. It'll get worse and worse all the time. And we have gone crazy on bigness and numbers and organizations and machinery and program and how many millions we have and we can do this and do that, and you're doing nothing. World's going to hell so fast, as Billy Sunday said, in the old days you can't see it for dust. That's what's happening to us. We're going on like that. Told that. All the time boosting about our great conventions and great conferences and great assemblies and great numbers, and here's your jail filled with juvenile criminals and your clubs filled with cocktail party drinking folks and all that kind of thing, and going on, crime and conditions and terrible, and we're talking bigness and strutting our stuff and sticking out our chest. Now the Lord Jesus Christ set up standards, and he set these standards up and said, you can't go along with me unless you're right. No wonder they shoved Jesus Christ around, because he demands spiritual standards. You have to get rid of him to get your standards lower, to get your compromise. You've got to hide him behind a program or a machine or something else in order to get your standards down. See, you can't pull standards down when Jesus is there. He won't let you. If you exalt him, you'll keep the standards. If you magnify him, you'll not lower the standards. We tell them out here at Bob Jones University, if Jesus Christ has his right place, the first place in a Christian institution, and you'll keep him there, and won't surrender, everything else will take its proper place. Your standards will be all right. But the minute you lower that, you're gone. Now, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, a day or two ago, about this same situation. I said, you know, every time in a revival through the years we've ever set up high spiritual standards with strong spiritual emphasis, you lose the folks that are no good, and you get the folks that are some good. See, high standards draw spiritual people. High standards drive away folks that won't help you, folks that are a burden to you. And I said to this fellow, I told him, I said, I look back over 28 years' history of Bob Jones University, and I don't know in all the history of this school but one person in all the history of this school that we ever discharged from this organization. I only know one person that you could say is in definite Christian work. They're in some kind of a worldly proposition or a secular proposition, living in a worldly life and a worldly work, just like anybody else lived. And yet they were hanging on years and years. You know, you get rid of them. If you set up spiritual standards, you drive away the folks who are not spiritual and draw to you the folks who are spiritual. You know, everybody talking about heaven, the old song said, ain't going there. Did you know that? Now, here's this crowd. You couldn't tell the difference. There they were. Great multitude of disciples. Hanging on to Jesus. People said, my, isn't he popular? Isn't he popular? He set up some standards. Said, here are the standards. You have to be spiritual. If you haven't got it, you haven't got it. And I know who's got it and who hasn't got it. I know who believes, who doesn't believe. And you jokes that don't believe, just pack up and go on. You're worth anything. You won't stand. So they packed up and went on. You know, it's an interesting thing when you think about it. I wish I had time to go into it, about how Jesus Christ came into the world unnoticed and unknown, practically, except God hung out a star and the angels sang over his cradle, and he went out there, but he gained the crowd, see? And then later he lost the crowd. Somebody said, everybody's going back on him. Why'd they go back on him? Standards. His standards was a reason. They went back on him because he was good and he had holy standards. And they didn't have that kind. They went back on him, see? All right. Then what happened? He got the crowd. He lost the crowd. And then what do you read? You return the prophetic telescope towards the future, and you see a great throng in heaven out of every kindred and people and tongue and tribe and nation. Blood bought, blood cleansed, blood washed souls up there praying his name. A great teeming throng of people. Yes. Low standards will never hold a crowd, even sinners. It takes high standards, and when you lower those standards, you're gone. Men and women, let's set them up. Let's start back to our home today. Get a family all in your home. Get your Bible down and read it. Get your hickory stick and make your children mind. Let's set up some standards in the home. Let's set up some standards in the churches. Let's quit all this tomfoolery business of lowering the standards. Let's look at Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who says that spiritual things cannot be apprehended by folks that are not spiritual. You have to believe on him. You have to be right. and let's take that stand, never mind where it leads. Bob Jones University is committed. Let what come may come, we do not intend to surrender. We're going to keep our stand wherever it may lead, trust Jesus Christ, and we'd rather have out here a little handful of folks that love Jesus and throngs of people that might crowd around you and destroy you with a compromised atmosphere in the school. Oh, how we need standards today. Let's set them up. God, help us to be faithful. Our Heavenly Father, we pray Thee that those who have been wandering away from Christ may come back to Him, the backsliders, and some that have never known Jesus. We thank Thee He does receive sinful men. We pray Thee those that haven't been saved may come to know Him today. He wants to save them, but they'll have to be saved if they're going along with Him. They can't go along with Him with their wrong kind of a heart. So may the Spirit of God speak to them. May they find Thy saving mercy today for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.